All right, so I want to talk about this idea that's going around of requiring Elon to commit a certain number of hours per week to Tesla, and also for the Tesla board to oversee his political activities. I think these are two absolutely terrible ideas, and I'm going to share why in this video. All right, so first off, I think it's crazy to want Elon to start time tracking and log his hours. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to have him put his hours on a spreadsheet or do some time logging software or something? And who's going to oversee this? Is the board actually going to like take weekly reports of the number of hours he's logged? That's the thing with a CEO and a visionary CEO. Are you going to track the number of hours he's thinking about it, like in his sleep, in his free time? Like, how is Elon going to practically even track the number of hours? Overall, I think Elon has proven himself over and over to be one of the greatest innovators and value creators of all time. Think about it, across all of his companies, how quickly has he been able to start new companies, take them to multi-billion dollar valuations, create massive value, massive innovation? And it's over and over, he's proven to be, you know, one of the greatest value creators in the history of the world. And I don't think with all that track record, he deserves to be treated like someone you don't trust. I think that's where I think I have the big problem with it. I think either you trust Elon to run Tesla and you judge him by the progress of what's most important to Tesla over the long term, which is the most significant projects for Tesla, which are FSD and Optimus. How are those things going? And if you just don't trust Elon, then that's fine. That's your personal prerogative, and you don't have to invest in the company. I don't think that that's the greatest thing, because I think Elon has proven himself to be trustworthy with innovation and with value creation. That's why I'm invested long-term in the company. Also, I think if you're going to, for example, give some type of incentives, let's say more voting control of the company, you shouldn't tie it to a certain number of hours logged, right, per week for the company. That's ridiculous. That's like treating your CEO as an hourly wage worker. I think where Elon, and this is for almost all executives, they need to be treated and valued and judged on their performance and their results. And I think the performance is not the day-to-day short-term market fluctuations of the Tesla stock. Like, literally, that means almost nothing in the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the long-term trajectory of Tesla. We're talking about market capitalization, right? The value of the company. Let's say the stock price over time, right? Certain milestones that Elon can reach. Like, you can judge the CEO based upon those type of long-term milestones. Now, what has Elon done in the past? He's had two major incentive comp plans, and he's knocked them out of the park. He's taken Tesla from basically a $3 billion company back in 2011-12, and that was his first comp, to take Tesla to a $40 billion market cap company, and he did it, right? He just knocked it out of the park. The second comp was to take Tesla to a $650 billion market cap company, right, from basically under $50 billion, and he did it again. So if you're gonna motivate Elon and gonna hold him accountable, give him some audacious, ambitious, long-term goals to basically 5x or even 10x the value of Tesla as a company. Now, that's how you're gonna judge the performance, right, of an executive, of a visionary, of a CEO. You're not going to judge the performance of, especially Elon Musk, based upon the number of hours, right, you require him to log in some spreadsheet or some time tracking software. I think it's completely ridiculous. All right, next, regarding Elon's political activity, for someone to suggest and advocate for the board to oversee Elon's political activities, I'm against this as well. And this is why. It's because the political activities or the things that Elon does, there's going to be a whole wide range of different things. And there's no way that the Tesla board can, I think, have oversight authority over what Elon says, let's say, in the public, or his views on different things, or what he does politically. Now, there might be times where what Elon does politically goes directly at odds, let's say, with Tesla's, I don't know, like situation or interest. In that case, the board can step in, right, and defend Tesla. However, generally speaking, for Elon's political activities, they're Elon's business, right? This is personal, outside the company business, generally speaking. Now, if Elon does something, and especially over time, let's say his political activities actually, let's say, damage Tesla's brand where it's significant, the board has, I think, the responsibility to come up to Elon and say, hey, what you're doing outside of the company is impacting Tesla in a negative way in this regard. We'd like you to change your strategy or take that into consideration. However, the whole essence of Elon as CEO of Tesla is that he provides far greater long-term contributions and capabilities to Tesla as their CEO. And that's the thing with Elon Musk. You're going to get sometimes his side activities, which are going to be a drain or, let's say, a cost to one of his companies. Let's say what he was doing with Doge might have interfered with Tesla's, let's say, brand or demand for a certain time. However, you've got to look at the contributions that Elon brings to the table for Tesla, right? They're irreplaceable, what Elon is doing with FSD and Optimus, driving the engineering, driving the innovation forward. And I think that's the cost of basically doing business with Elon, is you get this massive amount of long-term innovation and direction and vision in the company, which is, I think, 10x, right, bigger and better than any other CEO, right, that Tesla could have. But you do get some short-term turbulence, let's say, and short-term costs with certain distractions or certain things that could, let's say, confuse the brand and even temporarily lower, let's say, the demand of Tesla's products. But that's part of the bigger package. With Elon, you're betting that his long-term contributions far outweigh, right, the passing short-term distractions and costs that he might bring to the table. Anyways, I think with political activity, yeah, the board should let Elon do what he needs to do. Another thing about Elon is that he quickly corrects his mistakes often, meaning it doesn't take him usually years and years for him to stop what is not working. And that's part of his engineering mentality. If something isn't working, he's going to, right, change course. And that's what he's doing, let's say, for his political involvement. He's changing course because what he was hoping and trying before wasn't working out, and so he's changing course. And he might change course again, right? And that's the thing of Elon. He has such broad interests and broad responsibilities that he feels for, that he's going to be involved with a lot of things. I think in the case of Elon, you let Elon be Elon, give him long-term performance-based incentives and goals for him to shoot for. Hold him accountable for those results, right? Don't worry about the short-term stock fluctuations. Don't worry about the short-term turbulence and even costs that some of his outside activities might bring to Tesla, the company. Rather, focus on the long-term contributions that uniquely Elon brings. And think about it, the alternative of bringing on another CEO for Tesla is not a great alternative. There's no one, in my opinion, that's going to bring the level of innovation and drive and engineering focus of Tesla as Elon does. I mean, look at Apple as an example. You've got Tim Cook, a great operational CEO, but he doesn't bring innovation, right, to Apple, and it's stuck, you know, and you're going to get that with Tesla without Elon Musk, generally speaking, unless you get lucky with a really innovative CEO, which is really, really hard to find. I think with Elon, what we have is we have a founder who loves the company. Right, he's been at the company, he's proven his track record, he's bringing 10x the value long-term wise than any other CEO in the game, and he's doing a great job. Sure, there's going to be short-term costs, short-term turbulence from his other activities, but that's to be expected for someone like Elon, who's involved with a lot of things. And I don't have a lot of worry or concern in terms of Elon's performance over time. I think Elon, with even a limited amount of time, I don't know exactly what that amount of time is, but he can do far greater than any other person in that situation. Another thing to ponder or to consider is that Elon is super hands-on. He knows almost everything about every product that Tesla has, right, inside and out. It's because he's deeply involved with the engineering and the design of everything, right? Like, these are direct reports that are reporting to him, with engineering, with design, with all sorts of, you know, divisions in Tesla. And for people to assume that Elon isn't involved with Tesla, I think that's ridiculous. Tesla is his baby. He's created and overseen every single product, right? Every single division, every single thing that Tesla offers, and he knows intimately every detail. And Elon is still involved. He is very involved with engineering. He's very involved with design. He's very involved with strategic decisions for Tesla. And he's ultimately taking responsibility for where Tesla's going to be, let's say 2, 3, 5, 10 years from down the road. And that's what we want and need from a CEO. We need someone capable, competent, with a proven track record to deliver outsized innovation and value creation for Tesla. And we've got it in Elon Musk. It's not a good thing for some to over-exaggerate the short-term fluctuations, the short-term cost and turbulence at the expense of the long-term value creation. Now, I understand some analysts, they have clients and funds, right? And they're judged on their yearly gains. And that's the thing with the whole financial industry. Like, how else are you going to judge them? Are you going to judge them on the 10-year gains? Or that's like, people aren't even in the industry or in the same company for that long most of the time. So you judge them by their yearly performance. However, that's not a great indicator for, I think, long-term value creation for an innovative company like Tesla. You need to judge it over time. But a lot of fund managers, right, they just don't have the patience, and their jobs are on the line. They really care about this year's performance. And when something happens that dings Tesla, and they have Tesla in their portfolio, it dings their yearly performance, they're upset, right? And I understand it, right? But I think with Tesla, and I suggest that they treat it as a different type of company. Hey, if you're so focused on your annual performance, hey, sit it out for a while, right? Until you're really sure that there's some catalyst, right? Or some big revenue driver that's going to increase the stock price or something. But in the meantime, yeah, there will be short-term fluctuations. There could be turbulence and other costs involved that might not happen with other companies or with other CEOs. Because a lot of other CEOs, they stay in their lane, right? They stay in their identity as a CEO of this company in a way that that's their main thing and only thing, right, as a career. But for Elon, right, he has multiple hats, he has multiple roles and a lot of responsibility. And I think there's got to be a way to kind of adjust one's view and treat Tesla differently. Yeah, it's going to be more of a long-term investment, right? It's not going to be something you can count on year after year to provide a certain amount of percentage gain. There's going to be certain turbulence and certain costs involved with Elon's other projects, and you accept that as part of the investment with Tesla. But I think, yeah, this focus on kind of the short-term yearly performance of fund managers, and then they get upset regarding, you know, these extra costs short-term that are created by certain activities by Elon. It's not a great way to, I think, approach Tesla stock. Anyways, I'm in support of performance-based, results-focused incentives, right, for any CEO or any executive position. And I'm for treating this case of Elon and Tesla as unique from different companies, where, yeah, there's going to be some short-term fluctuations in costs due to his other activities. But that's okay, because he brings an order of magnitude greater value, right, long-term than practically any other CEO out there. I think that's special.